This afternoon we're reading the Psalm 150. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. We know that God will bless his word to our hearts. The book of Psalms certainly ends with a crescendo. It concludes with a flourish. It is a most fitting climax. This is the climax not only of the book of Psalms, it is the climax of these final five psalms, which are known as the second Hallel. Each of these psalms begins with the word hallelujah and ends with the word hallelujah. And hallelujah simply means to praise the Lord. This is how it is translated in our authorized version. Praise ye the Lord. He begins in Psalm 150 verse 1. And as he comes to an end, he simply says, praise ye the Lord. As I have said, this psalm ends with a flourish. It is a call to praise God in his sanctuary. Where should we praise God in his sanctuary? In the Old Testament, this was the temple. The temple was a specific place where the congregation of Israel assembled in the presence of God. A sacrifice was offered. It was a solemn occasion, and the people would worship God in this place. And we are told as they worship God in the sanctuary, there were many instruments, and many people were assembled. They were coming publicly to worship him. We do not have temples today. The temple has been abolished because whenever Christ died, we are told that the veil of the temple was rent in twain from top to bottom. That was a very, very heavy veil, a very thick veil. It would not have torn easily. Mysteriously, miraculously, the moment Christ died, that veil was torn in two. And suddenly people could look in where no mortal except the high priest had previously been permitted to gaze upon. Suddenly the innermost sanctuary of the temple, the Holy of Holies, was exposed because it was no longer necessary. No longer did it symbolize the glory of God as once it did, because Christ had died. He offered one sacrifice. There was no need for any further sacrifices. There was no need for temple worship on earth. Yes, we have our churches. Our churches are buildings, meeting houses where the people of God assemble to worship him. But they are not temples. Buildings are not consecrated today. Buildings are not holy. But there is a holy place, and this holy place is in heaven. God's temple is on high. And I would suggest to you that this final psalm, the 150th psalm, it has been our privilege over these last 3 years to go through the book of Psalms, go through the psalms one by one. We come to the last psalm. The last psalm looks forward to that great day when all of God's people will be assembled in heaven. In the Psalm 23, David talked about it. He said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And whenever the psalmist here talks about people coming to worship God, he's talking about people ultimately who will be in heaven, people who are in heaven. And one day, the church of Christ, that is all of God's people who are redeemed, all of God's people from all the ages who are saved, they will be gathered in glory and they will be praising God in his holy sanctuary. I want to ask you something. Will you be there? Will you be worshipping him in his holy sanctuary? Will you be there worshipping God when the roll is called up yonder? Will you be there? Will your name be written on that roll? Yes, there is a roll book. John in the Apocalypse described it as the Lamb's Book of Life, and those who were not found written in the Lamb's Book of Life were cast out into the lake of fire. So it is very important that your name is written down on that Lamb's Book of Life in order that you might be in heaven, in order that you might spend eternity in God's sanctuary praising him. We praise him in his sanctuary. We praise him because of who he is. The verse 2 says we praise God according to his excellent greatness. There's no such thing as excellence in this world. There are people who are perfectionists. They are not happy until they achieve their very best. But yet, they're never excellent. Everything that we do is doomed to failure. Everything that we do is marred by our imperfections, by our carelessness. It's endemic. It's part of what we are. But God's greatness is excellent. And we do not fully understand this now. Oh yes, we know the language. We know that he is infinite, that he has no boundaries. No boundaries in relation to his power, to his wisdom. But yet, there's so much about God we cannot understand. But as we come to heaven, I don't think we'll understand everything about God. But we will know more of God than we know now. And we will praise him according to his excellent greatness. Heaven will be taken up with worshipping God, praising God. You say, that'll be a very boring place. I would want to be there praising God. That's because you are in your sin, and sin recoils at pleasing God. Sin wants to shake this fist of defiance against God, and perhaps you've been living like that. You're going against God. Oh, you need to lay down your rebellion, and you need to come and submit yourself to the Lord in order that you might know that your purpose in this world is that you might worship him. St. Augustine, he said that our hearts are restless until they find their rest in God. And yes, you will always be a restless person until you realize how important it is that you might worship him. I said this psalm ends with a flourish. The psalmist talks about the instruments that were employed to worship God in ancient times. There were the trumpets, there were the harps, there were the timbrels, there were the organs, there were the stringed instruments, there were the cymbals. It must have been a wonderful orchestra. All of these instruments used to praise God. This tells me something very simple. Music is not neutral. Music always has an effect upon us, whether for good or for evil. There's a lot of bad music around. A lot of ungodly music. Music has been used to warp and twist the young mind. Young people need to be careful about the kind of music that they listen to. But God has given the gift of music to be used in the worship of his name. And the Hebrew church perfected this. And they saw the importance of music as they worshipped God. And people employed their talents in a way that was for God's honor and for God's praise. And they did glorify him. But what I would say to you is this. The music did not dominate. The music was only there to accompany the words. The words were all important. And this is clear in the verse 6. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. The music accompanied. The people that had breath, so that they might be able to praise God with their breath. And what are our words? They are our breathings. Our breathings come from our lungs. With our breath, we need to praise God. We praise God with words. And what are words? Words are the production of an intelligent mind, of a reasonable creature. The Lord wants us to praise him with words. We rejoice in the gift of music. But ultimately, the gift of music helps us to articulate the words in a tuneful fashion in his presence. And where worship is dominated by the music, that the words aren't as important, then that is wrong. We need to think about who God is and worship him accordingly. The Psalm 150 may be short, but there are words here. There are 6 verses. Words to show how important it is that we spend time worshiping him, praising God. It is vital that we praise the Lord. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Is your life for the praise of God? Is your life honoring God? Is your life pleasing God? This is a question we must address to ourselves. The importance of praise, the importance of worship, the importance of honoring God. It is so important. Praise ye the Lord. May the Lord bless these thoughts to your heart and to your soul.